Majority of you journeyed today in the heart of Biloxi, and in doing so, you witnessed the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. You saw with your own eyes the power and the destruction of the storm. And raise your hand if it was kind of a little emotionally shaken for it. Yeah. The storm was devastating. And what it did, and the power of that storm is huge. And thus, you can imagine why people are asking questions. Why did God allow this to happen? Where was God in the midst of Hurricane Katrina? And these are questions that need to be asked. These are questions that need to be pondered. And these are questions with faith that we need to spend time in the presence of our Lord with. Providentially, today's reading is about the three men who were thrown into a fire. Now, the story takes place in the Old Testament, and these three men are good, holy, just people. They aren't sinners. They're being punished by a government that's detached from them. They're being thrown into a furnace that's 7 times higher than it normally is. And of course, what happens is you're going to be burned alive. You know, when you look in the furnace, what do they see? They don't see just three men, they see four. And one of them looks like the Son of God. Where was Christ at the end of August when Hurricane Katrina hit this land? He was right there. Where is Christ right now? He's in the midst of the suffering. Where is Christ in the midst of Katrina? He's there. How do we know? Because God is always with the suffering. God is always with the suffering. Look at the cross. We work on our neck, we have two little earrings, we like hanging in our bedroom, and it becomes commonplace. This should shock us. This is our God saying, I am in the midst of suffering. I suffer with you. I take on suffering. Where you're suffering, I am there. Where is God in the midst of hurting? He's right there in the midst of it. He can be nowhere else. God cleanses those who suffer. God is always with them. He does not abandon them. Where was God in the street? He got thrown in the furnace. He was right there. People could see him in their midst. And you wonder what? People can see God in the midst of the lusty and possibility because of you. You are the Son of God in the furnace of the people who are suffering. Unjustly. Now, why did God hit the south? It wasn't something that God did. God cannot create evil. God cannot bring about evil. It's impossible. God can't bring about evil. He can't. He's a good, loving God. But God, in his permissible will, can allow evil to take place. Why? Because of original sin. Because of our duty. Notice how we always try to blame things on someone else. We don't want to blame ourselves. Why is there suffering in this world? Because of us. Because of our sin. What does God bring out of suffering? To the cross. What does God bring out of suffering? He brings the resurrection. Raise your hand if this meeting has somehow brought you to the resurrection. Raise your hand if this meeting has somehow changed you in your life. Raise your hand if somehow this week has made you a stronger and more faithful Christian, a stronger and more faithful Catholic, and someone who wants to live their faith all more readily. Look where our Lord brings out suffering. Look at the lives that have been changed. Look at the people who dig to the bottom of their heart and pour themselves out in the midst of suffering. Why are the burdening this out? Not because the people right here are big sinners. I sent a confession on Indianapolis. I'll tell you, we got a big city in Indianapolis. We got a big city no matter where things are. If we look look at our world, it's often those who are closest to our world that get persecuted and beat up the most. Not those that are farthest away. If we think of the mind of the deceiver, if we think of the mind of Satan, who does bring about evil, if you were Satan, who are you going to point around with? People that are in staunch sin? Oh, why? You already have them. Why is that bad? You already got them in chains. We heard that God had them. That we become slaves of our sins. And Satan desires to put shackles on our hands and our feet to keep us in bondage. And we know this from our own lives. Sin is like bondage. It weighs us down. Think of the past, the reason that we're halfway there. Think of the past again. There's been freedom in it. There's been joy in us. There's not joy in freedom in sin. I'm not going to let anybody touch spring break trip down in Florida, but let's face it. An average spring break trip in the idea of going into spring break in America, is there freedom there? Not true freedom. Is there joy there? Not true joy. Not the true joy, the true freedom, the true peace that we found this week in serving Christ. Living a life of faith brings us that freedom. This is what the suffering of our God brought us, the ability for us to live true freedom. The people who are devastated here were not chosen because they were the biggest sinners in the whole entire world. I'm not saying the biggest saints either. Devastation happened because the decisions made ultimately by Adam and Eve brought up chaos and disorder. Where is God in the midst of suffering? He's right there. Look at our own personal lives. This is actually not an easy thing to do. Take a moment and think in your head. What is the worst thing I've ever done? What is the sin that I am most ashamed of in my life? And Jesus Christ is right there. Jesus Christ is right there when you're sinning. Jesus Christ sees everything you do. Jesus Christ is in the person you sin with. Jesus is in the person you sin against. Jesus is in you as you were sinning. Jesus is in the midst of all suffering, whether it be devastation, or whether it be our own individual suffering. If that is there is abuse, if that is there is alcoholism, if that is there is divorce, or there's turmoil, he's right there. He's right there. All we have to do is find him. If we open our eyes of faith, we will see in the fire, in the midst of suffering, the Son of God. As we continue on this amazing, amazing pilgrimage of faith, as we continue on this service, let's keep our eyes open to see the Son of God. Do not fall into despair. Do not live in devastation and say, it's too much. It can't be restored. Don't look at it and say, a loving God wouldn't allow this. Realize that Christ is right here in our midst. With the suffering, with the poor, with the wicked, and in our hearts as well. He's right there. Let's pray that we have faith to see in the midst of suffering the Son of God.